With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street is plunging this morning, rattled by President Trump's reciprocal tariffs on America's trading partners.
We will establish a minimum baseline tariff of 10%. You notice that on the chart. And that'll be on other countries to help rebuild our economy and to prevent cheating. So we're going to have a minimum of cheating, and we're going to be very severe on the people that at the gate that watch the tariffs and watch the product coming in, because there's been a lot of bad things happening at the gate.
Mr. Trump says the higher tariffs will supercharge American manufacturing while boosting tax revenue. Some economists, though, worry about a recession. The European Union, among trading partners, promising a stern response to the higher levies. Federal judge holds a hearing today over the recent deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members.
Last month, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg imposed a two-week ban on deportations of accused members of the Tren de Aragua gang. He issued the pause to consider a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's use of an 18th-century law. Boasberg is now probing whether the administration violated that order by failing to return two deportation flights that were in the air at the time he issued the order. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also on SRNNews.com, at least three deaths, two in Tennessee and one in Missouri, are blamed on strong storms that rake parts of the South and the Midwest overnight. Fierce winds, tornadoes, and flooding rains. Power outages extended from Mississippi all the way north to Michigan. Forecasters say the severe weather is far from over. And watching Wall Street this morning, a sell-off is underway now. The Dow is down 1,275 points for a loss of just over 3%. The Nasdaq, 774 points lower, losing almost 4.5%. This is SRN News. A new look at faith groups in the U.S.
In a new book by three academics entitled Secular Surge, the population is divided into four groups: religionists, non-religionists, secularists, and religious secularists. Religionists, all people of faith, are 41%, while secularists who have no faith are 27%. The book lists religious secularists at 14%. They have faith but secular political views, while non-religionists, 18%, have no specific faith, but they're open to spiritual things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a long-dormant 1985 state law in Nevada requiring parents to be notified before a minor undergoes an abortion can be enforced. U.S. District Court Judge Ann Fromm says that the 40-year-old statute can take effect on April 30th. However, she also left open the possibility for abortion advocates to seek a court order blocking its reinstatement. This is SRN News. The murder trial of an illegal alien begins this week in Maryland.
A jury is now seated in the trial of the illegal immigrant who is accused of killing Rachel Morin in Harford County. The panel of 10 men and 2 women, plus 6 alternates, will hear the case against Victor Martinez Hernandez in the country illegally from El Salvador. He is charged with the rape and murder of Morin, a mother of 5, in August of 2023. Opening statements in the trial will be delivered on Friday.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Air traffic controllers at Washington's Reagan National Airport will be offered crisis counseling as well as additional supervision after a fight broke out in the tower and another alarming near miss just 2 months after a mid-air collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter left 67 people dead. And again on Wall Street this morning, stocks sharply lower. More details at srnnews.com.